This from Keith, Keith Farnish in Rayleigh. I've been a follower of your work for a long time and watched your views harden and become more apocalyptic in recent years. In many ways, this is welcome, especially to warn people of the likelihood of catastrophic change and also to ridicule the ideas of mainstream environmental movement who still think that we can tinker around with civilization to make things better. I was wondering whether you welcome the views of people like myself, says Mr. Farnish, and Derek Jensen, who see industrial civilization as the cause and the removal of industrial civilization as the solution to our current predicament.
Well, I agree with much of what he says, except the last bit. If you remove industrial civilization, what are you going to do? You're going to go back to being hunter-gatherers. If so, the Earth would support only a few tens of millions. That's all. You've got to have industrial civilization if you're going to support relatively high numbers, but nothing like as great as we've got now. I mean, we can't get back to a Stone Age existence. We could, of course. We might be driven there, but it wouldn't be very pleasant. There's not options in between. I see those people who move to places like the UK to escape climate change. They and we have got to make this a fit place to live, not a Stone Age, but a decent, yes, civilized nation.
But the implications of what you're saying is we're going to have to turn millions of people away.
Certainly. In the end, I think that's one of the awful things, the most difficult choice that we'll have to make.